The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live by Capernaum by the sea, in that region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's impossible to love someone that you don't know. You cannot love someone you don't know. I remember very vividly studying in the library of Mount St. Mary's University, which seminarian Jeremy knows very well, in my first year of seminary. It was 2007. And as I was studying in the library, there was an upperclassman, a seminarian, who had, I think, was in his second to last year of formation. And he was studying at the exact same time, obviously a different subject. And for the sake of the homily, we'll call him Chris. And Chris was extraordinarily bright. Like, this guy was one of those rare intellects that he understood everything and, you know, was a sponge. But he was also a little bit arrogant. And I remember getting very angry at what happened next. As he was studying for his moral theology exam, at some point he put his papers down and he kind of paused and he kind of looked up at the ceiling and he kind of banged his desk and said, "You know what? Our culture always violates the third and the sixth commandment. And I hate it. Don't you hate it, James?" I was like, "Oh yeah, Chris, I hate it too. It stinks." Then he looked at me and he said, kind of that arrogant little look up again. He said, "James, name for me the third and sixth commandments." Couldn't. And I was so embarrassed. And my pride, you know, was pricked. I was studying for the priesthood in my first year, and I couldn't have named for you the Ten Commandments. The truth is that most Americans can't. The same year that I was in that library, and my pride was really pricked because of that, there was a study published by the Catholic Review, our diocesan newspaper. And the study showed that Americans were more familiar with the seven ingredients in a Big Mac than they were with the Ten Commandments. The Big Mac can maybe satisfy our hunger for a few moments, but the Ten Commandments, they're necessary for eternal salvation. We need them. We need to know them. You can't love someone you don't know. So why do I tell you this embarrassing story about me? Because if we're striving to be disciples of Jesus Christ who joyfully live out the gospel, well, we have to know the gospel. We have to know our faith. I'm not going to ask you to name the third and sixth commandment, by the way. But we do have to know it, right? In order to live it, in order to love God. We have to know our faith in order to pass it on. There's no way we can pass something on if we don't know it ourselves. And it's interesting that in today's gospel, Jesus called his disciples, he called them by name, and then what was the first thing he did? The gospel tells us he immediately went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. So the very first thing that Jesus did when he called his apostles was teach. The very first thing that the disciples did was learn. They matured in their faith and they sought to grow in holiness through their learning. You cannot love someone you do not know. If we're going to be true disciples, then we have to learn from the Master too. We have to mature in our faith. We have to grow in holiness. That's what it means to be a Christian. And that's why our vision for this parish says very succinctly that St. John the Evangelist is a vibrant Catholic community that brings people to Christ, that forms disciples, that sends them forth to transform the world, and that every member faithfully commits to worshiping God, to serving others, to forming friendships, to maturing in our faith, to growing in holiness, to sharing one's gifts, and to proclaim the gospel. That's what it means to be a Christian. So how can we practically mature in our faith and grow in holiness? We have to keep learning. We've got to keep learning. We can't profess the love of God and be His disciples if we don't know what He teaches and why. And this is a big distinction, right? We, as a church, right now in this world, for the most part, can say what we believe. The Catholic Church teaches X. Very few people can say why. So that if someone on the street says, why do you guys believe this? Why do you guys stand up for life? Well, because we do. That's not going to bring anybody in. Why? Why do we believe what we believe? That's the important question. And so we have to be able to wrestle with these questions and understand the faith enough that we can then digest it and give it back to somebody in ways that make sense. And let's face it, you know what that means. If someone gets up here and gives some theoretical homily that's up in the clouds, it means nothing. You might as well just go to sleep for 20 minutes. Or 15 minutes, or whatever it is. But we got to know the what, and we got to be able to explain the why. Which means we got to keep learning. Which means we got to keep studying. And one very easy way to do that, to mature in our faith and to grow in holiness, is to make use of a resource that we have at this parish. A resource that we've had for maybe the better part of a year, called Formed. Formed.org. It's a great website. Formed, if you haven't been on it yet, it's basically a Catholic online library. You kind of sign in, you put in your information, and there's a code that's necessary. That code is in our bulletin today. It's in Father Jim's letter. So the code is right there. All you need is you fill in your basic information. You pay nothing because the parish has already paid for it. And you have immediate access to everything in Form.org, in this Catholic library. You have access to hundreds of Catholic movies. Awesome movies. Some of my favorite movies are on there. You have talks and books and video series. It's an amazing website. So for instance, if you're looking for ways to grow, like maybe to understand the readings at Mass, before you come to Mass, so that when you hear the Word of God, it's not just boring, but that you understand what's going on, well, there's a series called Opening the Word, which will take you through the readings for every single Sunday. You spend a little bit of time during the week, and Mass is so much more rich because of it. Maybe you're looking for a way to deepen your spirituality and to understand the Blessed Mother better. Well, there's a beautiful series by Father Gately called 33 Days to Morning Glory, a way to consecrate ourselves to Christ through the Blessed Mother. That has changed the lives of dozens and dozens of people in our parish already. Right now I'm doing a Marian consecration. It's powerful. It's right at our fingertips. Maybe you're like me. I couldn't have told you one thing about our faith for the most part when I entered seminary. I knew that God is calling me, and so I answered that call, but I couldn't have told you the Ten Commandments. I couldn't have told you the precepts of the church. I couldn't have told you what we believe and why we believe it. I grew up in a time, sadly, when that stuff wasn't preached. It wasn't taught, for the most part, at least where I was. And maybe you're in the same boat as me, and you would like to be catechized well to understand it. There's two amazing programs on this site, Symbolon and Catholicism by Bishop Barron. You spend time a few times a week watching and educating yourselves. It's not boring either. There's an entertainment value to all of these things. But you learn the faith. Maybe you're married and you never really got a firm foundation in your marriage prep. You know, I know a lot of couples who've been married 15, 20, 25 years, never met with a priest. Like, they went to some 1-2-hour class for their marriage prep, and that's all they got. It's like, come on. We have to go to a seminary for 8 years. And like you go to marriage prep for one time for like a couple hours. Oh yeah, you're good. Like that's an injustice. So maybe you want to like catch up a little bit. How awesome would it be? There's a series called Beloved, Finding Happiness in Marriage. It's meant for married couples to understand the beauty of the sacrament of holy matrimony. So how awesome would it be if there was a date night once a week where you watch this 30 or 40 minute video, right? Maybe went to dinner and talked about it. How can I be a holy husband? How can I be a holy wife? What are we doing well? What do we need to do differently? Like if married couples did that, this place would be amazing. We'd be on fire. You would learn so many things. You're like, wow, I never knew that my vocation was that amazing. It is that amazing. Beloved, Finding Happiness in Marriage. Check it out. But you know what? This is how we grow in love with our Lord. We learn about Him. We learn about His church. And the more we know, the more we fall in love. The more we fall in love, the more passionate we are about bringing others into that love. And that's what our parish has to be about. We cannot love a God or a church that we don't know. And we cannot become disciples of Jesus Christ unless we know our faith. What about a practical way to grow in holiness? I'm still struggling with that, by the way. Outside of Mass every Sunday, which is, without Mass every Sunday, we can't be holy. Without some sort of daily prayer, you know, we can't be holy. But given that those two are there, and I know I'm speaking to the choir, what else can we do? There's one thing that I'm convinced that if everybody did, that they would be able to kick the habits that they thought they could never kick, maybe addictions that they've had for 20 years, they'd be able to transform their lives. And it's a very simple thing, spiritual reading. You know, we fill our souls with so much junk on the TV and in the movie theater and online. What if we put down the junk a little bit each week and we read some brilliant biography on our favorite saints? Read about the saints. If you don't know where to go, read about the saints. And if you don't know what saint to read about, who's your confirmation sponsor? Who's your confirmation saint? That's your saint that you start with. Read about them. Read a biography. Read an autobiography. Be inspired by them. Be challenged by them. And learn from them. If we fell asleep every single night reading about a saint, you know what you would find? Is that you have those questions that you've been asking for years. You're going to find answers to it when you're doing that kind of reading. You're going to find suggestions that you've been yearning for decades. And that saint is going to give you the answer. Why? Because these saints lived like us. They were just like us. They had the same problems of us. The same struggles, the same addictions, the same sins as us. And so when we read about their lives, they're directing us. They're giving us answers to our problems. And they're encouraging us to be like them and to follow Jesus Christ. To be joyful and to follow out the gospel. So if you're feeling stuck, maybe lost, or even antithetical to the faith, go to Amazon.com, but not now. Type in the name of your favorite saint, find a biography, and buy it. And if you don't have money to buy it, I will give you the money to buy it. Because it's that important. That saint is going to change your life. Spiritual reading is essentially like one-on-one counseling. It's like you're having one-on-one counseling with a great saint. It's a sure path to holiness. Plus, they're going to give you what you need at that moment in your life as you need it. Jesus called his disciples by name, and immediately he taught them. He's called each and every one of us by name as well. And he wants to teach us too, so that we can fall in love, so we can change this world. The question is will we take time to learn? Will we take time to explore formed? Will we make time each week for spiritual reading? Will we take time to mature in our faith and to grow in holiness? We will if we desire to love God. But you can't love someone you don't know, and you can't love someone you don't spend time with. So we've got to start spending quality time with our Lord. Amen. And by the way, the third commandment is keep holy the Sabbath. And the sixth commandment is thou shalt not commit adultery. I know him now.